dear Michael. Of course it's you. Who else could they send? Who else could be trusted?
I know it's a long way and you're ready to go to work. All I'm saying is wait. Just wait. Just.
Please hear me out, because this is not an episode. Relapse. Fuck up. I'm begging you, Michael. I'm begging you. Try and make believe this is not just madness, because this is not just madness. 2 weeks ago,
I came out of the building, okay? I'm running across 6th Avenue. There's a car waiting. I got exactly 38 minutes to get to the airport, and I'm dictating. There's this panicked associate sprinting along beside me, scribbling in a notepad, and suddenly she starts screaming, and I realize we're standing in the middle of the street, the lights change, and there's this wall of traffic, serious traffic, speeding towards us, and I freeze. I can't move. And I'm suddenly consumed with the overwhelming sensation that I'm covered with some sort of film. And it's just in my hair, my face, and it's like a glaze, like a coating, and at first I thought, oh my God, I know what this is. This is some sort of amniotic embryonic fluid. I'm drenched in afterbirth. I've breached the chrysalis. I've been reborn. But then the traffic, the stampede, the cars, the trucks, the horns, boom, is screaming, and I'm thinking, no, reset. This is not rebirth. This is some kind of giddy illusion of renewal that happens in the final moment before death. And then I realize, no, this is completely wrong, because I look back at the building and I had the most stunning moment of clarity. I realized, Michael, that I had emerged not through the doors of Kenner, Bach, and Ledeen, not through the portals of our vast and powerful offer, but from the asshole of an organism whose sole function is to excrete the poison, the ammo, the defoliant necessary for other, larger, more powerful organisms to destroy the miracle of humanity. And that I had been coded in this patina of shit for the best part of my life. The stench of it and the stain of it would in all likelihood take the rest of my life to undo. And you know what I did? I took a deep cleansing breath and I set that notion aside. I tabled it. I said to myself, as clear as this may be, as potent a feeling as this is, as true a thing as I believe that I have witnessed today, it must wait. It must